Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's LOA Blend. And this morning's show, of course, our rock stars are away, so, of course, our energies are still going to play. And this is Anna Bangulin, the founder and the crazy cousin of your favorite numerologist, who's usually on. And I have a special co-host with me who – this is the interesting part. I love, love, love when this happens. This is Jennifer Berry. Hi, Jennifer. You can say hi.
Hey, hello.
And, you know, I just, what was interesting is my, and Jennifer, I'm going to tell you this story too. It's like, I didn't tell everybody this story because it's, you know, hey, I needed someone to co-host. And Jennifer's like, I'll do it. Let's just do this thing. Jennifer and I are on a wonderful group on Facebook, actually, and we just literally met on Facebook yesterday. So this is how Law of Attraction works, right? Your favorite numerologist, my cousin Elisa, is in the Arctic Circle right now, hanging out with her parents, and Liz, her co-host, is in Mexico. So, Jennifer, you and I are filling in for these two, who are usually on 3 days a week on our show. So, Jennifer, Law of Attraction, tell us your story.
Wow. I was introduced to Law of Attraction by a dear friend who thought I would like it maybe, oh gosh, it's probably been 8 years ago. My son is eight years old, so it's been 8 years ago. And I just went to a meeting where they were reading a book that was written by Abraham Hicks. And
right.
And they were reading the book, and the information just felt like manna from heaven to me, that we were allowed to want things. For some reason, I didn't think I was allowed to want some of the things that I naturally did want, and you know, parents, church, society, and the idea that my desires were all okay and possible. That was just really exciting to me. And so I just started a journey with Law of Attraction and with Abraham Hicks, reading their books and going to their workshops and doing processes, lots of writing and lots of meditating. And I don't recognize my life 8 years later. Nobody recognizes my life 8 years later. It's been an amazing, fun journey.
Isn't that how it is? It's like, wow, all of a sudden you get hit with this. I don't know. What is it? I was saying I was introduced to Abraham Hicks probably in the early 90s. And I wasn't ready because if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks, and I don't know if you've listened to some of the earlier channelings, her accent is so thick. And that's the information that I was first introduced to. And it wasn't until I actually had a major loss in my life. My mom had passed over. She had decided to leave her physical body. And so I was looking for answers. So that's how my introduction to Abraham Hicks and Law of Attraction, and I had that big aha. Isn't it like I drove around after I realized that I had more control over my life than I ever knew, and that it's interesting how you said, you know, you were allowed to want things that you would naturally want, because I think we have this thing where we're supposed to do specific things based on paradigms and programs in our life, and we're supposed to stay on this path of paradigms and programs until we realize, wait a second, it's not even my program. Not even my idea. Why am I still here? So I think that it's just interesting how all these things show up. And isn't it great that you say you have a son who's eight?
I have an eight-year-old son, and he knows these concepts just as well as I do. So I love that. Now, Anna, you mentioned something, and I was wondering what today would look like, but you mentioned something that really kind of hit me in my chest, that you were introduced to Law of Attraction when you lost your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin died yesterday, and it was really quite shocking to me. And I really have death and dying on the brain yesterday and today, and trying to uplift, soothe, comfort family members, make some sense of it for family members who don't necessarily think about death and dying the way we do.
In order for that to happen, I think it's interesting that we make sure that we hold our energy, and that our energy is where we're, first of all, allowing them and seeing them through the eyes of Source, and knowing that, you know, this, there's going to be a process of grief, and there's going to be a process of that physical part of you that says, you know, something's going on here. So there is a process. It's interesting that Liz and I were on before she left for Mexico, and we had someone called in who lost her nephew. And so this is the conversation that we were having as well. A little heavier, I feel like, you know, energetically wise. But this one, you and I can talk about. And that was definitely my experience. And I actually, it's the Astonishing Power of Emotions was the book that I received. And there was a CD that Abraham had on death and dying. And the idea that they basically, it's like the person left the room and turned the corner. You can still hear them, but you can't physically see them. And when I understood that, and I understood that I had to raise my vibration to be able to talk to my mother, to continue the conversation, that was so important to me. That was key, because I wanted to talk to my mom. And my understanding is I have to be in the space of love and joy and peace for myself to be able to have that conversation with her. And when I'm not, I do not have that communication. They're not gone. That's the biggest message that I know I have. Now, of course, when you have people who don't understand energy, or they're not looking at it in the perspective that we're looking at it, it's tough for them to hear you say they're not gone, because they're like, of course they're gone, you know, they're not here. But I want to say, you know, they're not gone. Don't ignore them. Their energy is still with you. And if there's a way to convey that and say, you know, they're still here, and they'll show you. They'll show you in ways that only you know that it's them showing up. And so, when you're talking to someone who's in a really heavy space of grief, they're in such a vibration that they don't want to hear, you know, light and fluffy and love and joy. They don't want to hear that, really. So it's for you to soothe them first is to hold your energy and just see them with love. And you know, there could be little things that you could do to help them. It's the degree of where they're at. And it's okay wherever they're at. It's for you really to keep your vibration at that level and be with them. That's the real interesting part, because it's like, you know, can you be in a space of grief when you're in a space of joy, you know, and that's not possible. And when you see them as whole and complete and love, you see them as love, then that shifts the energy. I think on that level it's vibrational, not really something that you can say, but it's how you can be in the space.
I think that's powerful. Yeah. That really resonates with me. And I just want to, I think, beat the drum today of the presence of my cousin. Mm-hmm. I really feel the presence of my cousin in a bigger way yesterday after mm-hmm. his transition than I ever have. And he's a big guy with a big presence, and I really felt it really powerfully yesterday. And so I just want to be solid in my knowing and understanding of his eternity and his energetic presence. And I will silently beam that signal. And if anyone gets a whiff of it,
there will be reminders around you, you know, when you're with your family. I feel like when you beam that signal, he's going to communicate with you, you know, whether it be through music or I say electronics at first. I feel like electronics at first, and music and things that they energetically you can control. And I was talking on the show on Thursday, I mentioned that there would be a radio station I would be listening to when my mom had passed, and then a song that would remind me of my mother would come on this station, and the genre was so completely different. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're listening to, say, maybe a jazz radio station and something from Electric Light Orchestra, maybe a rock song will come on. And the genre is so off, but you're like, wait, that's my mom talking to me, you know? So it's like, wow, that's pretty interesting, you know, how you would see things. Go ahead.
I love how I've had someone else pass who still communicates with me, and I love how they reach through into the physical environment and affect the physical environment. My cousin, I hear him in my head, you know, saying, I'm right here, I'm right here, I'm right here.
But to say, don't ignore them, because they're there. They're like, wait a minute, I'm still here, what's up?
I'm right here.
Yeah, and it's like, you know that. And it's like, yeah, I know that. And, you know, show them some proof. Like, give them something to softly, lovingly remind them that you're still here. Because when that happens, it's like, wow. You know, when someone who doesn't believe this, when someone doesn't get it, because they're in that space, you know, it's a heavy... Grief is so heavy. Grief is, it's like, oh, it is so heavy. And when they're in that space, they're not quite going to be able to lift their head to see it. It's almost like they've got to be shaken up a little bit. And then it's like if you get them to smile, one step, just raise the vibration just a little bit, and keep it going. It's amazing. The founder, or I used to say the gentleman, the energy that is responsible for all of what I'm doing with this station. And he, many years ago, and he had a radio station called Source Energy Radio. And I was one of his hosts. And he crossed over in 2010. And he is a big energy. He still is. He's an influence, a major influence in my life. You know, especially it's like in those moments when I'm like, oh, please, come on, really? And it's like I hear his voice going, yeah, keep going. It's, you know, just lately it's just keep swimming. I'm like, Dory, it's like, what is that? Oh, no, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And it's like, wow, I get it. So he was such a big energy for me. And I was very, not necessarily super new to all of this. I mean, you know, like I said, I've gotten little niblets over the years, and I've trusted my intuition over the years. And then finally got to the point where, you know, I started doing like law of attraction meetups and doing all this stuff. You know, became a life coach, and I've owned my own business for many, many moons, 30 years, and it's this. Energy that permeates everything in your life and changes everything in your life. And when he crossed over, I had never experienced someone really in my head. You know, like you were saying, your cousins, you can hear them in your head. And I had heard my mom talking, but this buzzing, this, because I was resisting him, here's the interesting part. I kept hearing him say, like he crossed over on I think it was a Sunday or a Monday, and I was getting a message almost, I kept hearing him every day going, you need to write this down, you need to write this down, you need to write this down. And I'm like, I will, as soon as I have a minute. You know, I'm busy, right? In my head, I'm talking, you know, having this full-blown conversation. No, you need to write this down. By Thursday, it got to the point where I could not think of anything else. It was like, a very wonderful, warm static on my brain that blocked everything out, and I had to sit down, and I had to write. And I wrote this whole thing from him to his family who was grieving.
Mm.
And I sent it to his fiance. They were going to get married that month. It was a huge, huge thing. Like, this thing just totally had no idea. I had no idea. He just dropped. And I didn't even know, I knew his fiance's first name, and we had Skyped, but I didn't know who she was, and we were not friends on Facebook. And the only way we were communicating was Skype, phone, Facebook. Never met him in person. He lived in New York. I live in Atlanta. And I got this, I heard, go to his page, look, and you will know. You'll know who it is. So I went to his page, and I looked, and there's this beautiful woman sitting there, and I clicked her picture, boom, said, Lise White, and I got her, and I sent the message. I said, I believe this is for you and Trey's family, and I'm just sending it to you now because he feels like you need it for this weekend. You know, it was like telling her everything that he's telling me. And I said, I've just never done this before, and so this is what I'm feeling. And so she, didn't hear anything. And then the following Monday, she sent me a message, and she was like, thank you so much. Like, she's like, if you're okay, they were still doing some shows. She goes, I want to read this on the air because this just – it soothes her. Now, she's like, I don't, of course, his family is not as, she was trying to get them to understand, but it's that same thing. It's where you're at, to meet you where you're at. And that was the interesting part. And I'll tell you, that was interesting. And I don't know if your cousin, maybe ask him if he has something he needs to say and write it down. It could be.
He actually gave me quite a lot of information on yesterday, and mostly it's that I'm right here, repetitively. I'll always be here, I'm with you, I love you, those types of things. So I had a similar experience. Someone close to me died 5 days before my son was born, and her presence has been very active in our lives, even in my son's life, who I realized he never met her in his physical life, but I know for sure he's met her in his dream life, and I got confirmation from her that they met before his physical life. But she has manifested for me in a myriad of ways, and she manifested physically, which was very interesting, and I had that question for Abraham, how far can we go with our desires and manifestation? And I wanted to know if I could manifest my friend back into the physical. And when it started to happen, it scared me. I was simply filled with fear, and she dissipated. And that has never happened again. But it really helps me to understand that we have just, touched the surface of what we have the power to do, with our minds and our desires and moving consciousness, non-physical consciousness into the physical realm. So I can't wait to see what happens in the future with this particular topic.
With our kids. I mean, our kids, it's amazing when it's like last night, I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and you talk about manifesting. Interesting, I had a conversation with a gentleman, Steve Rother of Lightworker.com, and he was explaining to me that even though my partner is our children's biological mother, their energy line runs through my maternal side. And I'm like, wait a second, like biologically we are not connected. He said, that doesn't matter. Because my children were they chose their parents. They chose, and these were, we call them our designer children. We got to design them ourselves. And these children are so amazing. I believe that some energy, some part of my mom put a drop of her energy in my daughter, who's 6. Now, my mom's been gone for 10 years, but my daughter will say things and do things and remind me of my mother in so many ways. I'm like, whoa. It's like my mother incarnate. I'm like, this is so odd, some of the little characteristics. But last night my son was, we were talking about stones, crystals and, all these different stones and our chakras. I have a 10-year-old who is doing chakra alignments on himself while he lays in bed, you know. So these are our children that when we be the people that we are, we sit in our energy of who we are, and we share with them that, and we share, and you know, answer their questions, like give them the information. When they ask for it, give them the information, and just live your life this way. I'm excited too, because when our children realize that they can manifest and they can have whatever it is that they want just by their thoughts, our world's going to be totally amazing. You know, when we get these kids in that direction, have them going in that direction. But let me ask you a question for some folks. So first of all, we do have some, we've got some folks listening in, and let me just give them a shout out to our friends Jay and Havertown and Raven Spirit, who are in chat just sending us lots of love and waves and stuff. So I want to say good morning and hello to you, and for those that are just listening in. If you've got someone who is really new to this journey, really new, I still feel like I'm new. I've been dabbling in this stuff now for 8 or 9 years too, as well as you. What advice would you give them? What words of wisdom would you give them to shift their perspective, to allow what they thought was the unallowable into their life?
You know what was... probably the message that I've received from this journey that is the most meaningful to me, and it was from the book, The Astonishing Power of Emotions, Let Your Feelings Guide You. That's my favorite Abraham Hicks book, and it's the one that I recommend to anyone who's, you know, newly interested, is just that my emotions mean something more than what I initially thought. They... Mm-hmm. Those emotions are my indications of my current connection with my broader self, with my inner being, with God, with source energy, whatever you want to call that, that those emotions are giving me information moment by moment about my connection with God. And that when I'm connected with God, life is beautiful. Whatever I'm in, life is beautiful when I've got that secure connection and my emotions are letting me know. You know, my positive emotions, peace and love and joy and connection are letting me know I'm connected. And then life is beautiful from that vantage point, and that those negative emotions are letting me know I'm doing something in this moment. I'm thinking something. I'm speaking something. I'm physically, you know, exhibiting a behavior that is, like, temporarily sort of disconnecting me. And Abraham says disconnection is too strong of a word, because we never really disconnect. But I'm really focusing in a way that is in opposition to source energy, my broader perspective, my inner being, and my own desires. And to understand that my emotions are giving me that information is a game changer.
Yeah.
For me, that is a game changer. Because before I thought, well, if I was angry at someone, then that person was doing something wrong, you know, or, you know, if I was upset with something, then something was wrong. I completely had that turned around, you know, not that I am thinking something that is in opposition to my own desires and my own broader perspective. And that was really powerful. So why waste time in negative emotion, if the negative emotion is not serving me in any way? You know, it's in opposition to what my broader perspective knows, to what God knows. It's in opposition to everything I want. When I feel that emotion, I know, okay, you know, I'm off. You know, and I don't waste a lot of time, you know, in those thoughts and in that activity. Now that I understand what those emotions mean, and so that's the thing. I would recommend that book, The Astonishing Power of Emotions, Let Your Feelings Guide You. And I would share with them, you know, that concept that your emotions mean a lot more than you know. You're getting moment to moment inner communication and guidance from beyond. And it's your emotions that are telling you. And they're with us all day long.
24/7.
Every second of the day, you know, giving us information, giving us guidance. you know, that we can, that everybody can feel that, you know, really clearly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love the book because half of the book is Abraham's channel and the other half is examples of really life experience, really, just examples and how to shift the energy. So it's a very different way of looking at things because most people want to blame something outside. Most people want to point the finger. Most people want to say, you know, you did this or it did this or I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's like it's never that way. It's always, you're always in the right place at the right time and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And you created this, and that's the part that a lot of people don't want to, you know, they don't want to own up, right?
I try not to focus on that part because nobody likes to hear that part.
Well, my answer to that is, what is my gift in this situation? What is my gift in this situation? That's what I want to know. What's my gift? I was actually speaking with a friend last night, and here's someone who is just newly or freshly wanting to understand energy and still has that, you know, it's that, I call it the push me, pull you, it's going back, you know, the yo-yo effect. And it's like, do you see when you want to find a reason or find something external from you to blame, and I'll quote, you know, it's not that strong, but when you want to find something outside of you to blame for a situation that you're in, it's, you're not serving you. It's you got to come back because everything starts with your core. Everything starts within. It has to because you're the creator. So when you bring something into your experience, whatever situation, whatever person, wherever you're standing right now in your physical shoes, right? So wherever you are right now, you created it. So you want the blessings from it. You want the gifts from it because you obviously, and this is my, like, you obviously brought it here for a reason. You know, let's find out what that is. Let's unpeel this and look for some presence. Let's look for some good. And I use the word good and God. And it's like, I can switch those words out. You know, what's good, what's God, because that's what it is, you know. That's what it is. And so it is slow, you know, a shift in perspective. And yes, paying attention. I mean, always pay attention to your feeling. Always.
There's another component that I think is a real gift from the Abraham Hicks teaching. Jerry Hicks, to me, really brought this point home in a set of CDs where he is interviewed. He is in the hot seat with Abraham, and he's my favorite hot seater. He asks the best questions. I feel like Jerry and I think, you know, just alike, and Jerry gets in my head too. He especially about money matters, and I trade and invest, and Jerry tells me the timing of when to buy and sell. He's interested. Yes, he's very interested in that. But in this set of CDs, one of the CDs is called The Art of Allowing. And this one really changed things for me, too, changed relationships in my life, really transformed relationships in my life. And it was The Art of Allowing and just the concept that that allowing others to create whatever it is they want to create, understanding that it has zero impact on you. On me, unless I make it so, and that, and so if I allow others to create whatever they choose, and I allow myself to create whatever I choose, it just sort of takes away any tension in the relationship. The person can say, can think, and say and do whatever they will because it has zero impact on me. When I'm in that, when I, from that perspective, I allow others. It takes away that negative emotion, that tension, that resentment, that blame, that desire to control. It takes all of that away. There's no need for it. And being in that state of allowing, you know, that soft space of allowing myself and others, I really feel like helps me move into that vibrational state that allows the manifestation. And my ex-husband and I had some real difficulties at one time in our life, and we have a child together, but you know, practicing the allowing of others, and also Book of Positive Aspects, appreciating the person for what they do offer instead of resenting the person for what they don't offer has been really powerful to transform relationships with my ex-husband and my mother. And those relationships are really so strong right now. And I experience them in a completely different way than I did before. I was feeling a lot of resentment in my heart that they weren't showing up for me in a certain way. And when I started practicing allowing them to show up however they show up and appreciating what they did offer me, they begin to show up more and more and more in supportive ways. And those relationships have completely transformed, and they're so beautiful now. And it wasn't necessarily I didn't have to drag anybody anywhere or teach anybody anything. I did all of the changing inside, in my own head and in my own heart, and then I was able to experience them in a completely different way. So that's a really powerful concept, I think, that they encourage, is allowing of others. And I think I think it could be really powerful. You know, we're in the political season, and, you know, everyone's sort of got their opponents, and they villainize, you know, the other candidates. But I think if we could have space in our head and our heart to allow each of these political candidates to have their position and have no charge against any of them or any of their supporters, but just really feel like I allow all people to have all thoughts and feelings, it has zero impact on me because I allow myself to create what I want through my thoughts and my emotions. I think it could change the political landscape, and we could experience government in a completely different way, you know, than historically.
I think there's already that shift, and as it moves, and I think as a tribal energy that goes across, or this huge energy that goes across, as that shifting and moving, and we're experiencing that, and you and I can stand in observation of it and look at it and say, yes, this, you know, again, allow. We're not getting all caught up in everything that's going on when we allow that shift. And I'm talking for the world. It is shifting and moving. If you actually look at the landscape of over the years of everything that's been going on, and a lot of people, they're seeing the negativity and the breakdowns and stuff like that. And there has to be that change. There has to be a shift. If everything stays the same, if we decided to stay in the same space, then we wouldn't have. We're like hamsters on a wheel. That's what I liken it to. You're just like a hamster on a wheel going. And when you see the shifts and the movements, you're going to see some things that may not look, you know, all that fabulous to you. And when you do what you were saying, allow this, because this is the shift that has to happen. And as we're shifting, we can see it, we can feel it, and we can hold the energy. When I say we, those that are realizing, when I allow this, when I don't put the energy, and here's what I would love for people to understand. When you have a situation, any situation, whether it be with our government or just in your household, when you put that energy, when something happens, and usually what happens is, you know, someone says something or does something, and then someone says something or does something, that this energy field goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And when you allow, this energy doesn't take on this power, and we're standing in observation and we're allowing, loving. And that it's a big thing to be able to shift yourself into that position of love and joy, like you said, with your relationships. It is a big thing to allow yourself to stand there, and instead of being resistant to someone or resistant to energy, because we're all energy, that we allow and we love. and then everything shifts.
It's powerful. It's really powerful.
Yeah. It is. It's huge. It's like when it's not. Well, I want to say this too because a lot of people bring this up. It's not tolerating. It's allowing, and that means unconditionally allowing someone to be who they are, experience their life the way they want to experience their life. And here's the deal: when you shift your vibration, when you're on vibrationally, if you're saying, "Well, I don't want people who do this, this, and this to come into my life," well, here's the deal. Vibrationally, if you are not on the frequency that they're on, they will not. Anything you can imagine in this world, any experience you can imagine in your lifetime, and your on this planet, and in your home, anything that you can imagine is possible for you. It's to the degree that you allow it. And when you allow yourself that love and the joy, and you vibrationally stay in that frequency, that's what's going to come in. You may cross a path of someone who, you know, is having stuff happen. Things do happen. And when you maintain that vibration, that's what's going to come in. So it's like attracts like. That's what law of attraction is. Energetically, like attracts like. So it's vibrationally. As you might, yeah. You know, there's so many examples of that. We do have someone who's calling in. I want to thank all the callers and the folks in chat and stuff who has raised their hand. So we'd like to see if they want to join us in our conversation?
Okay,
let's see. Area code 678, you're on the air with the LOA Blend, Anna and Jennifer.
Good morning, this is Tessa.
Hey, Tessa, how are you?
I'm well. I love the conversation that you're having. Like, I could chime in right at the right time, but it's definitely, like a track, like, I realized since I moved from Atlanta, like some of the things that used to bother me, I'm no longer deal with because I just made a conscious decision, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, shift my, you know, awareness. I'm not going to focus so much on the things I don't want, you know, focus on, you know, open up my heart, you know, being open to receive, being open to let things, you know, kind of unfold, not trying to micromanage everything, and, you know, just like you say, allowing the universe instead of, you know, tolerating, or how you want to put it. So that's definitely true for me.
Wow,
so,
that's fantastic.
It's been a big shift. It's been a big shift, and it feels good. It really does.
Well, your energy
that's
feels
wonderful.
Good.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, it's so great. Well,
but
are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead. I just had a question. I was dropping my son off school, and I looked right in front of me, and it was two cars, and I really hadn't noticed it. I hadn't seen it for a minute, and then I looked at his tag, and one of them was like 189, and then the other one was 819. And I was like, oh, my gosh, someone with these numbers me, because it's like the same as that number. It's just like two numbers, like, flipped over. So I was calling to, you know, get some input on those numbers because I just –
ah! I was sitting here. I wrote them down. So one said 189 and 1819. So what is it that drew your eye to those numbers?
I don't know. I was just, like, talking, and I just looked, and I'm like – oh,
you
wow,
just look, yeah.
Oh,
well,
those are the
I'll channel Elisa a little bit for you. The one, of course, is the go-getter. You know, generally, any entrepreneur probably has a one in their number somewhere, if not their name and something. That one is the go-getter, the self-starter, the leader, right? Eight, of course, is the number of manifestation and abundance. So love that. That's my favorite number. And nine is the humanitarian, is the one of service who will volunteer. Usually these are doctors and nurses and people who are in that field of service to other human beings, is the way I put it. Nine is also the number of In the cycle of 1 through 9, 9 is the ending. It's like we are in a universal 9 year, which can be a little bit contrasty for some folks, especially if they're in a personal 9 year. So that's kind of interesting. But the 1, 8, 9, the one, you know, again, 1 is self-starter, go-getter. 9 is the humanitarian with the abundance and manifestation in the middle. So that's kind of cool that you got that one. And then the 1, 8, 1, 9, of course, mixing these numbers up, if you add the 1, 8, 9 together, you're going to get a 9. So, again, that's of service, being of service, or complete service, completion, any of that. And then if you do the 1, 8, 1, 9, you get a 2, which is partnerships and cooperation. So I always say it's how are you looking at the numbers? Like, is there a particular number that draws you to it? Or is there one that you consistently see over and over and over again?
Well, I think today what kind of drew me to those numbers is last night before I was falling asleep, like, you know, like the little in-between stage, like you're not all the way asleep, but
mm-hmm.
you're kind of like, and I clear as day heard 19 more days. And I was like, what?
Oh.
Like, I'm jumped up. Because I, you know, I was like, I know TJ is asleep, and, you know, so I looked around, and it's like clear as day, 19 more days, and I'm like, I'm not sure what that means, but I'm going to, you know, just put just put that in my little memory bank. But so this morning when I saw those two numbers, that was what really attracted me, because I seen the 1 and the 9 in those numbers again. But it was just crazy, like it was the same exact numbers, just like flipped around on the tag. And I was just talking to my sister driving to drop them off, and I was talking about how when I pulled a car, it was saying like how I'm supposed to, you know, I had got Archangel Raphael, and it was saying he's like the angel of communication and art, and how my art and communication was used for my life purpose. And I pulled another car about me being a healer. So when you're saying about humanitarian and helping people, like it's all kind of clicking now.
So you're getting confirmation all over the freaking place now, Tessa. You're getting confirmation that saying, listen, listen, listen. So that's when you were talking, I just got goosebumps, because it's like, now that you're saying the 1, 8, 9, it makes sense. You're getting reminders. You are on your path. You are on your journey, and this, you got it. Whatever it is you're doing, however you're thinking, whatever's going on with you now, you're on that path, and this is confirmation. When these things happen, and I love, you've got 19 more days, you've got 19 in here, you've got the 8 in here, you've got the 1 in here, you've got some good numbers going on.
I have a question, sure. Tessa, about these numbers. Sort of career change, a new job opportunity, new direction for your career.
Yes, I want to get into. I want to work for myself, like, and it includes, you know, art and kids and all my spiritual stuff as well. So that's definitely what I'm thinking about, career change, and just, you know, not being afraid of it so much.
This feels like confirmation from beyond that something new is starting for you. Something old is ending for you, and it's going to be in the area of a career that you feel passionately about, and it's going to serve your divine purpose, your soul purpose. So I think it's encouragement to go in that direction.
Okay. I would choose that, yes.
Lord. Jennifer Tessa's been one of our longtime listeners, and she actually just physically made a move to Savannah, Georgia. She's a fabulous artist who's just amazing. And so she's shifted her whole life basically in the past, I'd say, you know, obviously it's an ongoing thing, but just really made some big changes here in the past couple of months. One of the things that came up for me, Tessa, when you were talking, and it just dawned on me because our children are homeschooled, but there's someone who sends out messages, and they teach art to homeschooling groups. And I don't know if that can serve you in some way as someone who could do this as well, working with kids. But they do. The groups pay this person to come in and teach their group. So you might, that might be something you can look into in the area as far as, you know, Google homeschooling groups. There's a lot of groups on Yahoo. I know that's a lot of communication goes on there. So if that helps you, I've met several artists who work in that area. So that might be something you can look into as well. That was just a thought that came up when you were talking. But I would certainly see these numbers confirm it.
Okay, I'm definitely going to look into that because the summer I had thought about before I moved, it kind of just got put on the back burner because I was moving, but I was thinking about, teaching arts to kids in the summertime, like maybe having, like, the parents who don't have kids, like somewhere for the kids to go, like for a couple hours they can drop them off. And, I do art activities with them. Still go over school lessons and stuff like that, but mostly it's from like concentrating on art. And so that is a big thing for me. I still want to work with kids, not so much in school setting anymore, but still want to work with them and teach them art, and be more light instead of like so heavy when you're working with them, like in the public school system, stuff like that. I'm going to look into that today.
Excellent. Well, excellent. And I think these numbers are just confirming for you everything that you already know within your soul. I mean, you got it. You know it, and you feel it, and you just as Jennifer said, allow it to show up for you, because that's one thing that a lot of us, we go out thinking that we need to seek out something, but actually it will come to us if we just listen and be still and just allow it to show. That information will show up. That, I talk about inspired action. There will be information, and then there will be an inspired act. Like you looking into something is an inspired act. Figuring it out is an inspired act. Not going with, when we let go of resistance and we allow ourselves to, something as simple as turning left on a sidewalk and going in a different direction is inspired action and is taking us to exactly where we need to be. So important to follow those and to acknowledge your numbers, acknowledge all the information that's coming through and saying, thank you and appreciating that and saying, you're being guided. You're definitely being guided and you're having actual different ways of confirming. How many ways can we tell you? yes, you're going. Anyway, awesome, Tessa. That's great. Well, let us know. Let us know what happens. I want to know. I want to know what you're doing. And as soon as we hit Tybee, we're gonna let you know so we can all meet up.
I can't wait to see you guys. Yay!
I mean, well, Lisa
so
gets
much.
Back. She and I can do a road trip. All right. Thanks, Tessa,
okay.
for calling. We love you.
Love you guys, too. Bye. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But playing with the numbers, it's so amazing how we get our information. And my cousin who does the numerology, and I've picked up things over the years from her, and then we do another show called The Psychic Bartender who does all numerology, and it's so funny how I've picked up from both of them, and it's like I didn't really necessarily always pay attention to the numbers, and then when you see them, when you're like consciously aware that the numbers are there, it's amazing what information that they can yield.
Yeah. It really is. Awesome. And having just met you yesterday, I did not know that you were, affiliated with numerology in any way. Me, I am a lover of numbers, and I feel
good.
I receive messages from beyond in numbers on a daily basis throughout the day. I receive almost constant information from numbers, and it's really exciting to me. To me, numbers are a universal language that anyone can understand. There's no language barrier, and it makes perfect sense to me that you know, divine consciousness would reach through the physical realm and communicate in that way. I love getting number sequences and that synchronicity where you're seeing the same number. You know, she heard it last night, then she sees the license plate this morning. So of course, it catches her attention because she's getting it repetitively, and that's how it comes through.
Right.
It comes, you know, to me all the time, these repetitive sequences, and it will be at different times, you know, in my life. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's so unique to what's happening to me right now. The number sequence that comes through, I love mm-hmm. it. I love the numbers.
Well, that is so amazing.
I love that you guys homeschool your kids. I have a fantasy of homeschooling, but I'm chicken.
Oh, it's my partner. I give her all the kudos that I will tell you. It's been an educational experience for me as well, because I wasn't resistant to it. I just, because we unschool, we call it unschooling. So everything
okay.
is a learning experience. Everything is a learning experience. And so for me, I'm like, you know, why aren't you, because they have their desks and they have their stuff. And it's like, you can sit at your desk and you can do your thing, right? But they're up and about. And, like, the great part is, like, I can take them to my print studio. Yesterday, they were with me all day. And then it's like they're hanging out. They do some of their work. They come out and they hang with me. But we're doing things like, can you count this for me? Or add this, you know, we're playing with my work, but we're doing unschooling. So it's very, and I've been trained that way now, but in the beginning I was I don't want to say resistant. I didn't understand that we're not going to be sitting at a desk this whole time. You know, we're going to go get the oil changed in the car, and guess what? We're going to look under there, and we're going to see what this guy is doing, and we're going to ask him a million questions. And so it's that type of thing. It's going out, and it is. It's learning with your experiences. I mean, one of the things that we truly want to do is hit the road in a year and travel the United States in an RV and take the kids to places that they are only reading about in their books, and they get these little travel. I call them kid travel magazines, but each one, there's the one for every state, and it tells you all the details about the state, and it's amazing stuff. And it's like, okay, so now we're gonna take a book and say, okay, we're gonna spend 2 months here, you know, we're gonna go to the middle of the United States, and we're just gonna go hang out and see what we can explore and discover. And it really, like I said, educational for me, because you know, I'm like, why aren't they doing XYZ, or why aren't they sitting at their desk, or why, you know, and then asking the questions is, you know, they don't just learn when their butts are in the seat. They're learning all the time there, and they're asking questions, and you're answering their questions honestly. You know, one of my clients once said, he said, you don't treat your children like children. He said, you talk to them like they're adults. I said, well, I talk to them. When they ask me a question, I answer the question. We don't goo-goo gaga them, you know. And big difference with allowing your kids to experience their journey as well. So important that we don't, you know, you are going to put some of your paradigms and programming on them. I don't want to really throw that out there, but you are, because you're a parent. And you can also explain why you are not wanting them to just run across the street, you know, not live, but yeah, you know, there are different things. Keep our children safe and keep them fed and safe. And they are their own little individual beings. Oh, you know, like the kids, they're so different. I love their personalities. I love watching them grow, and I love just experiencing life with them. So it's really cool. It's really cool.
Have they ever had any other experience? Did they go to school? Did they ever go to school, or they've always been homeschooled?
They've always been homeschooled. And
okay.
We have a homeschooling group that they go to once a month, and I think this year they start at the end of this month. They're going to be going to I want to call it the homeschooling co-op. It's like school, but it's all homeschoolers, and they're like, Jaden's taking all sciencey stuff, and Lily is taking ballet. So it's like they get to choose their subjects, and we could do more. We could do one. We could do more than one, or any of that. So they're going to be starting that at the end of the month, and we'll handle that. And they do other things, like, you know, over the summer they had their gymnastics and they had pottery, you know, Jaden did pottery. And so they have their whatever, and we're allowing them to choose. It's like you get to choose. What do you want to learn? What do you want to learn about? What do you want to talk about? I mean, they have their, yes, today we're going to do some math, and yes, today we're going to do some reading, or what is literature, whatever. And we'll do some of that, and then we'll go do some of this. And so it's allowing them to choose, too. Like, you know, how do they want to experience? You know, and again, I look at them and I just giggle because he's like, oh, science, robotics, yeah. And then she's like, oh, ballet and gymnastics, yeah. You know, so
conversation is very exciting to me and feels like at least driftwood for a personal manifestation journey that I'm having. I am mm-hmm. manifesting an experience with my own child. I have a fantasy to homeschool my child. He's been in Montessori education and traditional education, but I also want to travel like you and your partner. And I have manifested an experience in my life where I work 1 week a month and I have 3 weeks off every month. And so I have the income and the ability to travel now with my young son. And we this just happened to me in May. I sold my medical practice and now I work, you know, part-time in the emergency room. So I just have all of this free time. And we've done some traveling this summer, but I'm a bit resistant, I guess, or anxious about becoming my son's mother and educator. And my fantasy, the way I would like to see this go down, is I want someone to travel with us who has children, but also has the flexibility to, my son's an only child. I think it would be wonderful for him to have young playmates, not just mom, and also to have someone else who feels comfortable taking on the responsibility for some of the more traditional education, and we all travel together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very interesting that, you know, I lined up with you who has a very similar, you know, desire to already homeschooling your children and wanting to travel while homeschooling your children. I think that's a very exciting. I think
it
that's
is
very
exciting.
Exciting and very interesting. And I love that we're having this conversation. I love that you've come into my life experience.
Well, let me tell you this. On Sunday, my partner has agreed to get on the air with me. So if you want to join us Sunday morning, I don't know what you're doing, but at 9 o'clock, we're going to be on the air, and you can pick her brain. I mean, you can talk to her about this.
I would love
that. You know, any questions? She's also a childbirth educator. She uses hypnosis as anesthesia. She's a hypno babies. I guess she's certified for childbirth, hypnosis for childbirth, and she's a doula, and she does placenta encapsulation. She does all kinds of interesting birthy things here. Let me do this. We're on the air real quick, but I want to do our little kind of sign-off before we go off the air. I want to thank everybody for just being here and sharing your energy. Jennifer, I just love the conversation. Thank you. This is so totally lined up for us, was it not? Like, yeah, we're going to do this.
I loved it.
Very, very cool. For those of you that are listening in, please listen to our shows and all the things that we are doing on a weekly basis. We were doing 7 days a week, of course, but that's kind of wavered a little bit over the summer and getting back into it now, so that's all good. We, at this time, are renovating our websites and all that information, so obviously if you're going through Blog Talk, you can find us at Universal Energy Radio, and those sites should be up here shortly so we can get back to our regular information and sending folks over there. But again, we are all about law of attraction and inspired action, and we hope everybody has enjoyed the show. And please, talk to us. I'll be back on Sunday with my partner, and we'll be having a very, very different conversation, but similar in energy, so it'll be all good. So I wanted to say that before we went off live. But yes, I would love to certainly, same number, just call in hang out with us, and you can.
Awesome.
She's the brain. She's the brains behind it. And she can tell you about the curriculum and all of that. Or I can inbox you her information, and certainly you can email her, and she'd be happy to give you that information as well. So
I would love to talk to her.
And my partner says, if you're afraid of something, that means you've got to do it. You got to do it.
When I'm afraid, I know it means my inner being is excited.
Yeah, yeah. It's that difference, the difference between fear and excitement. It's like, oh, sometimes it's both, you know? But anyway. but yeah, that, because I was at, it was like, when I was shouting out and saying, hey, I would love to have some woo-woo folks on the show, my partner's like, I'll do a show with you. I'm like, all right, you got Sunday. I'm giving you Sunday. So, great. Well, you are more than welcome to come on the air with me anytime that you like. The Blend, of course, they do their thing, but I've got other days of the week that I'm playing around, so we can, you know, certainly hang out and have more of this. This is just, I just love these conversations. To me, they're high vibrational, and they raise the energy. And it's all good, and that's what I'm here about.
It's my favorite conversation to have. I'm having these conversations all day anyway.
Well, that's so awesome. I know. Anybody wants to have this conversation, come on, let's go. All right, well, thank you so much again. And is there anything else you want to leave the folks out there?
Oh, gosh, no, just be happy. Be happy.
Oh, and I'm going to throw in there, remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. That you like.